Airbnb, the online room and home rental site, may be worth more than the Hyatt hotel chain. Airbnb, the online platform, which only started 6 years ago, connects people who want to rent rooms, houses, islands, with people who have them. And the company is now reportedly in talks with investors for a new round of financing based on a valuation of about $10 billion. That's more than hotel groups like the Hyatt and the Wyndham. So what justifies that value? And haven't we been hearing about regulators looking into this business? Bloomberg News executive editor Marty Shenker is here. And Marty, start with the talks. Investors and Airbnb hashing out how much the company is worth. How'd they come up with $10 billion?
Well, it's just a mathematical calculation based on how much they're going to sell to the public versus how much of the ownership that goes with it. So it's a theoretical number, but they think this business has a lot of potential.
Yeah, well, they've got something like 500,000 sites. They've got millions of people, I think 5 million or so last year, who took advantage. But still, Hyatt and Wyndham Hotels have thousands of hotels that, you know, that they own. So who are we talking about when we talk about investors?
Well, we're talking about venture capitalists. These are people who actually have a large pool of funds and scour the universe for the next huge idea and help them grow it by investing and getting a stake.
Yeah. Well,
are people like Sequoia Capital, TPG, and even Ashton Kutcher is an early investor in this.
Well, so they think it's the next big thing, but there have been some problems. I mean, hotel owners think the business gets an unfair leg up. The president of a New York hotel chain, Applecore, told the Wall Street Journal these people are scofflaws. They don't have to pay taxes and fees the way hotels do. And in fact, local governments stand to lose tax revenue. So is there a pushback
here? There certainly is. And this is very reminiscent of Uber, the on-demand taxi service that has become so widespread around the world. And there have been concerns about regulation of that business. And so people like the Attorney General of New York have subpoenaed their records, and they're fighting that. So there will be some pushback, and the tax issue is something that will need to be addressed at some point.
When you say fighting for the records, you mean Airbnbs to find out who these hosts are?
That's correct. And just what kind of revenue they generate and where they might have a taxable event that, of course, all municipal governments are interested in.
Well, you know, it's interesting that it is so successful. A lot of people here have used it, you know, especially traveling in New York. It's interesting because there's a certain trust factor, and we know there have been problems. There was one huge party, $86,000 in damage in one of these rented homes, and B&B had to, you know, take out insurance policies for hosts.
That's right. And in any nascent business, there are going to be problems that are going to be addressed. And the investors just are assuming with grown-up management and more controls, they'll be able to grow this business as quickly as they have in the past. I mean, don't forget that Google went public in 2004 at $85, and it's at $1,200 today. So that's the kind of valuations that raise people's attention.
Yeah, well, some of these, startups quickly deflate. Your sense of what's going to happen with Airbnb?
Well, I think that they will probably continue to grow. They will probably go public at some point, and they will probably have mind-boggling valuation.
But maybe along the way have to figure out how to, what, pay some taxes?
Yes, they will have to adapt to the business environment in which they live.
Yeah. Marty Shenker, executive editor for Bloomberg News, on the huge growth of Airbnb, this online platform where you can rent your back room to somebody, a complete stranger, and people are doing it. Marty, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.